Radio Chaser is brought to you by Political Correctness. Perfect for the man, woman, non-gendered person or persons in your life.
The planet is heating up. People are restless. And the rich run everything. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast over the next hour live on Radio Chaser.
Welcome to another week of Radio Chaser. You are joined by the People's Champion, Charles Firth.
Thank you.
The Michael Winslow of our program, Andrew Hansen, and the only presenter in the country of television shows who wears T-shirts besides Todd Sampson, Chaz Licciadello. That's right.
And we're joined by Dom's moustache. Let's not bury the lead, Dom.
Oh, don't say good morning to that. That's not worth acknowledging. Look at it.
It's not in its best shape, but I'm doing Movember.
Now, Dom, you've got something on the bottom of your lip. I wouldn't go so far to say moustache, but can I ask, have you trimmed it? Is that what you've done with it?
No.
That hair that's growing.
Movember rules are very clear. Yeah. You've got to start, because people just already, like you've got a beard. Some people cheat and just shave that into a moustache and it looks like a moustache from day one.
Yeah.
The whole point of Movember is you're supposed to look terrible for the whole month for a good cause. So it's 12 days in.
So because you're incredibly hairy over the rest of your body, and yet somehow you're unable to grow any hair of any substance underneath your nose.
There's a bit of a problem.
So
the last time I did Movember, I think it was in 2014, and it went really well. I raised $1,200.
And were you single back then?
Yeah,
I think you must have raised money per hair.
No, I wasn't single, actually. I was in a new relationship. My wife was very supportive, but she still is. But no, because my beard's gone grey. So it looks really patchy. It's actually there's quite a lot there.
Oh, there is
very
actually.
Patchy. Yeah. But look, the thing is, I've got a bit of a bone to pick, and I'm wondering whether I should stick with it, because we got an email a few months ago saying, you know, Radio Chaser guys, Triple M's really getting on board with Movember. It's a big deal. We're partnering with them. Who wants to do it? And no one else said yes. I was the only person who went, I'll do it. I've done it before. Get on board.
Dom, you could have taken the hint.
Someone said, I'll only do it if I can grow a Hitler moustache, which
that was me.
Not quite in the principle of the Movember event. But so I went, I'll do it. Why not? And I just went and talked to one of the people here who's organising the relationship. And I said, how do I sign up to the Triple M team? Like, because you can join a team in your workplace.
Yeah.
She was like, there's no Triple M team.
No.
There's nothing. MG's doing it. MG and Liam from The Rush Hour. I love those guys. They're doing it.
Mm.
There's apparently a guy who's like curled his moustache downstairs, which is not really the Movember rules. I think that's it.
They're not too, but Dommy, I mean, have you put us through the misery of having to look at your moustache for nothing? I mean, Charles's Hitler moustache would be much less offensive than the one you've currently got on your face.
I'm looking at my MoSpace, mobro.co/domknight. Yes. The total raise so far is $0. I haven't yet got around to mentioning it. I haven't tweeted it. I haven't put it on Facebook.
No, it's because of what it looks like, Dom. That's why you've got $0.
Dom, it could be worse. It could be negative money.
I think it's worth $0. But look, I do feel a bit silly because they've actually just launched a new program. It's much easier than growing a moustache. Next year, I'm signing up for this.
Hi, I'm Scott Morrison. Forget Movember. I invite you to join me for the most unpopular month of all, ScoMovember.
It's so easy. Just spend 30 days behaving like a daggy boofhead who thinks people actually say fair dinkum.
ScoMovember is fair dinkum, cobbers.
ScoMovember. It makes growing an embarrassing moustache seem like a great alternative.
I'll grow a moustache if you vote for me, or shave it off if the polls say I should, or maybe I should grow it on half my face.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
And we're just talking about ScoMovember, which is, of course, the least popular month of the year.
Yeah, ScoMo's really jinxed it.
And it is true. We just heard it in the ad. He does say fair dinkum a lot, doesn't
New
he?
New fair dinkum, more reliable fair dinkum.
What I call fair dinkum.
More fair dinkum, as you've heard me call it.
It makes me wonder if you've ever found unfair dinkum.
That's
got to exist somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, true.
Well, I think the way he got his job was unfair dinkum, wasn't it?
Hey, what is a dinkum anyway? Anyway,
well, I can tell you in this next quiz, you'll find out what a dinkus is when we play
fair dinkum. You're a bloody ripper.
What I call fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum. That's fucking fantastic.
It's the Australian language slang quiz.
Hey!
Oh.
It'll fair income make you drop in the polls so if you start using it.
We might as well start out. Chaz, I'm going to ask everyone, I'm going to tell everyone a word.
Sure. I'm Aussie, so I'm sure I'll know it.
And you tell me what it means. These are all from my 10-year-old who uses them.
Really?
You know, on a daily basis.
You got like Steve Irwin as your 10-year-old.
So, okay. And this might be an easy one. This might be an easy one to start off with.
Yep.
What does dinkus mean?
Dinkus. Now,
as in, you're a dinkus.
You're a dinkus.
Well, okay, actually, more accurately, Dom is a dinkus.
Oh, well, that's a giveaway.
Okay, so dinkus is a person with a ridiculous moustache.
I'm not a little graphic that appears in a print publication.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's not the publication thing. Okay, yeah. I'm guessing that a dinkus is a it's a doofus who stinks.
Well, yeah, very close. It's a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I am also a doofus who stinks. That's a fair call.
Are these all just going to be penis words, Charles?
I do hope so.
Pretty much. Talking of penises, Dom.
How did I become the Gus Wallen of this show suddenly?
A doy.
A doy?
A doy.
It sounds a bit racist.
This is the word that actually sparked the whole idea for this quiz, because I have never heard of this term.
A doy.
A doy. And he was so surprised that I'd never heard of it. As in, did you walk away from the strange man in the park the other day? A doy.
Oh,
wow. Is the answer.
Is that a man who shows you his dickus?
Do you know what a doy means? And the answer would be a doy.
It sounds like bouncing a ball. I've no idea.
Doy.
It means... obviously. Or of course.
Like a duh.
Yeah.
We used to say a duh.
Well, no, it's sort of more polite than a duh.
Oh, that's good. Because that's a little, it's PC now. We've got to say a doy, not a duh, because that's shameful.
So Dom's moustache makes him look like a pedo.
A doy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, fair point.
So, Andrew.
Yes.
OP. What does OP mean?
What does OP mean?
Yeah, like, as in, my teacher is OP, or... Dan TDM's YouTube channel is OP.
Is OP. Is it like overproof? Is it like a drink? Sort of overproof rum? Really, really good. Got more alcohol than you really need. It's OP, and maybe.
Is it like the AFL injury, osteitis pubis?
I changed my
answer to that. That sounds much more like it.
I'm going to give it to Andrew.
All right.
Look, it's not, as far as I know, Harley doesn't actually know where OP comes from, but it means unrelentingly good and original.
OP.
Oh! Yeah.
Do you think it comes from the song OPP?
Why not?
Yeah, Dom, it does. Adoy.
Radio Chaser on Triple M. By the way, if anyone actually has heard the phrase adoy, we're not sure we believe that. 133.53. There's a bit of scepticism going on about whether that's a real thing while you're out of the room.
Oh,
people
really?
Are going, adoy.
Yeah. Do you say a doy?
1-3-5-3. If your kid actually does, we don't quite believe it. Nevertheless, on with the show.
Well, look, it's basically Christmas time, at least according to the shops, because it's the 12th of November, the official date of Christmas in the Australian retail industry. So we're going to get very, very festive right here on Radio Chaser and give you some facts about the festival known as Christmas.
Fact that's amazing.
Christmas is the annual celebration of buying cheap shit from China that some say used to have something to do with Jesus Christ.
Fact.
Adoy.
One of the big problems that Santa has these days is that people for the ethical treatment of animals are very upset about the use of reindeer slave labour, especially since those reindeer use real fur. They constantly throw buckets of blood all over the sleigh. It's a real issue.
Fact.
Yes. We went off a bit too early there, a bit like Christmas in the shops. Photocopying your ass at the Christmas party is no longer appropriate behaviour in 2018. Instead, just send a company-wide PDF.
Fact.
The festival of Christmas is named after Jesus Christmas, the fat, jolly son of God invented by Coca-Cola.
Fact.
Even though Christmas can be enjoyable, there is a somber side to the celebration, because each year it leads to thousands of people rewatching Love Actually.
Extremely factual.
I'm actually going to correct some of the facts you guys have been saying. Because the real reason for Christmas, with all the commercialisation, Santa Claus, etc., it's a shame people have forgotten the real reason for Christmas. It's not what you guys said. It's to remind you of exactly why you don't visit your family any other day of the year.
Fact.
In the era of Me Too, you should not put up mistletoe at your office Christmas party.
Fact.
And finally, at Christmas, children wait for a bearded man to sneak in through the fireplace. If you've been good, it's Santa Claus. If you've been bad, it's Rolf Harris.
104.9 Triple M Radio Chaser.
Now, Radio Chaser with you on Triple M. We're talking about adoy. Charles claims that his son says adoy, meaning duh. Mm. And we haven't heard it from anyone else. 1-3-3-5-3. We don't know if your kid says it. Glenn's called in. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Where have you heard adoy?
TV. A lot of TV.
Like Australian TV, Home and Away?
American. To be honest, it's an American term.
Do you remember do you remember any shows that you saw or not? Adoy?
Simpsons in particular.
Simpsons. Yeah. You're not thinking of Doe. D'OH. They say both. The Simpsons has really gone crazy.
Oh, wow. Simpsons do. It must be real. All right, we'll keep the calls coming. If your kids say adoy, we haven't had any Australian kids yet. Now, speaking of children entering the world and the joy of childbirth, Andrew Hanson.
Oh, there's a wonderful childbirth story this week. I'm so touched by this one. Ladies declared that she's going to have a home birth. I think this is always special to give birth at home. But because she lives in an apartment, she's not going to give birth in the apartment as such. She's decided to give birth on the shared rooftop of the apartment building.
For a baby to enter the world to get a melanoma day one.
I mean, do you think that's a good idea? It sounds nice to me.
What's the thinking? There'll be more space for all the blood and guts.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it was plenty of room on this lovely rooftop, apparently. And she's decided to tell... What I love about this is the way that she's decided to tell her neighbours about it. Because, of course, it's a shared space. Mm. She left a note in the elevator saying... Like, she didn't go door knocking or anything. Saying, "Dear lovely neighbours..." This is in Queensland, of course. "Dear lovely neighbours, just wanting to inform you, my partner has booked the rooftop for our natural home birth from approximately..." She's got a time and a date for some reason. "From approximately 1 p.m. on the 10th of this month." And is it even possible to sort of schedule in?
1 p.m.?
Yeah, well, approximately 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Can you schedule this? I mean, you can get induced, can't you? But... can you get induced on a rooftop? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Strangely, I think that's the least dangerous aspect of this whole birth.
What else could go wrong?
I've got a few questions about home birth, but also the rooftop is like, what's gonna, like, you want a mosquito bite on your newborn in Brisbane?
Is it to will it attract the magpies? Like, will the the afterbirth be swooped up by magpies? I
mean, it's quite a risk, isn't it?
And can you watch it live on Google Maps? Like, you know, satellite. If you click the satellite view and zoom in,
and did you say 1 p.m.? So right in the middle of the Queensland summer, the kid's gonna come out into the world. Because we will be screaming, won't it? I mean, see Queensland on its very first moments in the world.
Would you live in an apartment, Charles? Don't you?
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, what would you do? Like, if one of your neighbours said this, would you check it with the building manager? What would you do?
Well, I'm each to their own. Like, if that's what they want to do with a public space, it's more a pubic space, isn't it?
I'm absolutely with you there, Charles. I think it's a lovely idea, and to top it all off, you'd be able to cook the placenta on the barbecue afterwards.
104.9 Triple M Radio Chaser.
Guys, I'm torn. I'm incredibly torn that this next story, because this British biotech firm called Biotech has started... it started implanting chips into humans so that you don't have to have a swipe card or something like that when you go to work.
Why would you be torn? That is awesome.
Now, we had a guy on the show last year, actually. It was called Meow Ludo, wasn't it, like that, who had an opal card inserted into his wrist, and the government, the short-sighted government, were like, "No, you can't do that," and cancelled it.
But then he won his court case, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah. We talked to him on the, anyway. So then it's happening here.
No, well, and the whole thing, this is why I'm torn though, Chaz, is because on the one hand, obviously this is the start of a totalitarian regime where we all get turned into robots and we become part of the Matrix.
Which is great.
What's the upside? Yeah.
Which is bad.
You think that's great.
But on the other hand, I always lose...
Up for the Matrix.
I always lose my pass. And I would love... I think I just want one. I really want a chip inside me.
Man, this is a step towards having lasers inside you, man. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You want lasers inside you?
It'd be like Transformers. That'd be the best.
Yeah. Why don't you go and get your chip, Charles, and yeah. I will just note that my phone can completely recognise my face, even with a stupid moustache, and it won't be needed in about 2 years.
Yeah, okay, Dom, I will. But because, actually, they already have started a pilot scheme right here in Australia.
Hi, welcome to the Animal Shelter. Are you interested in adopting, or have you lost a pet?
Neither. I've lost one of my employees. Wonder if anyone might have handed him in.
Was he microchipped?
Of course he was. He's an employee of a large, greedy company.
I'll just look him up on the database. Does he have a name?
Yeah, Stefanovic. Carl Stefanovic. I'm the producer of his breakfast show, and he often goes missing. He's a very naughty boy.
Ah, yes. Looks like he's been handed in. We have him locked up over here in Cage 9. Although, made an awful mess. Beer cans everywhere.
Oh, what a stench. Oh, look, come on, boy. Look, I know you don't want to go, but we have to get back to the studio. Yes. No, boy, no. You're not allowed to go by Uber. Oh, I give up. This is even harder than when I had to collect Carl Sanderlands.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Coming up, Cat's Pyjamas or Cat's Piss here on Radio Chaser.
And we're going to go to the lines on this next one, 133353. I had my 8-year-old's birthday party on the weekend, and we had this, one of the guests, one of the 8-year-olds who came along, his parents came up to me beforehand and they went, look, we're going to drop him off, but we just don't want him having any lollies, okay?
How is that possible?
Yeah, and you're just going, this is an 8-year-old's birthday. Like, my entire game plan for the entire party was just put out lollies and then just say, go for your lives.
Did they give you, like, a muzzle for him or something?
No, exactly. Anyway, so I sort of said, oh, yeah, okay, we'll make sure that happens. And then they leave, and I just immediately go, okay, treasure hunt time, guys. Everyone to join in? Yep. And I didn't really think much more of it. I just thought, oh, well, you know, he'll survive.
What are the odds he has diabetes?
Yeah. No, he doesn't have anything like that. Anyway, so fast forward about half an hour, and the guy comes up to me, this little 8-year-old, and he's crying. He's just absolutely beside himself. He's got blood coming out of his mouth, and he's had a Minty, and it's he's dislodged a whole tooth and sort of taken it out.
Oh, no.
So that was the reason, was it? Because they knew he had a loose tooth.
I said, but was it loose? And he went, yeah, it was a bit loose. And it's like, I think he just has so little experience with lollies.
Because he's never have tried one
because
before.
He's never had lollies.
You don't bite into a minty straight off.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to soften it with the saliva.
What an idiot. Anyway, so the point is, 133353, I want to know, what's the most disastrous kid's birthday story that you've had?
Because, oh my gosh.
Because we ended up having to actually call the parents, like, because he was quite distraught, yeah. And there was so much blood.
What happened when you presented this bloody child back to his parents?
Well, I threw the kid under the bus. I just went, oh, well, you know, we kept a strict eye on him during the treasure hunt. No, it was a bit embarrassing.
I remember an early birthday party for my nephew. My brother was super organised. No one in my family's ever organised, but he went to Bunnings. Yeah. He bought a marquee, like a fairly small marquee, set it up in the park opposite their house. It was looking awesome. My parents spent the whole day like putting out all the food and all that kind of stuff. And then 5 minutes before the start of the party, it starts raining. So we're like, oh, that's pretty bad. But there's the marquee, it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it starts raining sideways. Oh, you know how like once or twice a year the rain just goes sideways? All the food got absolutely ruined. and we just had to, everyone had to move inside. Everyone was wet and just grumpy. There was no food.
Swimming
wasn't
party.
A good birthday.
Yes.
Oh.
133353. If
can
you think
you beat you, this?
Is there a worse kid's birthday party out there? Think completely rained out. Think blood everywhere.
Is there a worse dad out there than Charles?
Yeah. That's a good question. 133353. Chaser lines open now as we go to a flock of seagulls.
It's got to be a broken arm out there.
There's got to be a few injuries. Talking about children's parties gone wrong, Charles had one for his son on the weekend. Was told, do not give this child lollies. Ignored it. Moments later, the kid bites into a minty and his mouth fills with blood. Charles, it's moments like those you need minties.
Minties, yeah.
133353, if you've got a worse children's birthday party. Well, I bet we can top it. Let's go to Dunyan in Reeves. But hey, how you going? What's your worst? What can you do to top Charles's story?
Well, when I was 12 on my 12th birthday party, me and my friends, we went up to the park And then there was an old basketball ring. And so me and my friends were slam dunking it. And then when I went for it, it tipped over and landed on the end of my finger and completely chopped it off.
It chopped your finger off.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Which finger?
Are we talking like the tip of the finger or the whole finger? What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, like about the entire finger now.
These guys want a measurement to get the full extent of how. What did you do next? Could they save it?
Oh, yeah, the end of my finger ended up being on the floor. And so I walked home and then we got in the car and drove up to the hospital. Yeah. And then they got the end of the finger and they like took it home and put it in the freezer. And then the next day I went in for an operation to attach it again.
And it's extraordinary.
And did anyone accidentally eat it from the freezer?
One of my friends picked up my fingernail.
Oh my gosh, that's extraordinary. And are you now a famous basketball star? Is there a happy end to this story?
Oh, no.
There's no happy ending. No. Just a terrible story.
That was his 13th birthday
party. But his friends did get to give him the big finger, and he was grateful for it.
So. I'm glad there was a happy ending at least. Let's go to Linda from Woolaware. Hello. What's your story about a terrible birthday party?
Oh, hi. Hi. Yes, Linda. Mine was, actually happened to me. I was about maybe 10 years old and I was at a birthday party and we were playing catch and tip or whatever.
Mm.
And I took a dive over a coffee table and ended up hurting my arm. But everyone was kind of saying, oh, you're an attention seeker, suck it up. And went on with the party. Even my mum was at the party with me and she's like, oh, just shut up, you know, you're attention seeking. And everyone kept teasing me. Anyway, got home later that night and I couldn't, like, take my party dress off because my arm was so sore. And when my mum managed to get it off, we realised it was a nice colour green.
Oh.
And took me to the hospital and it turns out I had broken my arm.
Oh, no, Charles, there was a broken arm.
Charles does look like a good dad at this stage. That's extraordinary.
So the thing which I like the best about that is the fact that they told you not to be an attention seeker at your own birthday party.
Makes me glad no one ever wanted to play catch and kiss with me in primary school. Let's go to Ryan in Kemp's Creek. Hey, Ryan, what's your story about a children's birthday party gone wrong?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good. What happened?
Well, good mates of mine, the young fella had a birthday party on the weekend and anyway, weather looked bad so we didn't set up the / jumping castle / slippery dip.
Mm.
Well, the morning of the party, sun popped out, everything looked great. So we rushed out, set up the jumping castle, put the hose on, everything like that. Kids having a great time. There's about three or four young tykes in the wading pool part of this jumping castle and a gust of wind picked up and we'd forgot to tie it down. This jumping castle ate four kids.
You're kidding me?
No.
What happened?
Well, mad panic, of course. The parents of the children go running. It's all right. Pulled it off them. Everyone's fine. No injuries or nothing like that, but just the... Actually, I think the hysterics from the parents was the better one.
Imagine the funeral for a kid eaten by a jumping castle.
Imagine they're 3-4 years old. Imagine what they thought. I don't think they're going in a jumping castle.
Very funny.
Cat's pajamas or cat's piss.
Also available as a podcast, Cat's Pajamas with the Chaser, a longer version, stuff we can't fit into the radio, and there's swearing in it, which is quite fun. Now, guys, I've got a Trump double for you. First one, a lot of talk about this. I want to know what you think. Big World War I commemoration over the weekend, 100 years since the end, the armistice, huge moment. A lot of world leaders gathered in Paris to mark that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump didn't make it because it was a bit rainy.
Mm.
What do you think?
Enough. They paused the war when it rained, didn't they?
Cat's pajamas or cat's piss. You're saying it's all right. Yeah, fair enough.
It's cat's pajamas.
Look, I think it is cat's pajamas because I think you're losing the forest for the trees here, Dom. Donald Trump didn't go. That's good news.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
I thought he liked water streaming down. Anyway, so another thing that happened with Trump is as he was making his way through Paris for another event, he actually did make two. A bunch of women, three women ran in front of his motorcade to try and get his attention to protest. What they did was they took their tops off and wrote slogans on their breasts. One of them had the word fake peace because she was a fake peacemaker Is that a good way to get Donald Trump to change his mind, to bare your breasts at him?
Well, I think cat's pajamas. It's the only way that, that any message would get through to Donald Trump is if it was written on a pair of bare breasts. I can't imagine him reading a piece of paper.
This is actually the standard way of protesting in France, though. This wasn't some sort of novel protest. This is just the standard thing you do. You just take your top off and protest with your boobies.
Look, of course, any message in France is written this way. The menu at the local cafe is presented the same way.
We are the nation of love.
I thought of giving him his security briefings on women's breasts, Charles. That might actually do better.
I agree. I think it's his staffers. I don't think it's a protest at all. I think that's the UN secretary just trying to.
Donald, call your wife back. All right, finally, let's go to Grilled in Melbourne, where they've covered the tables in their restaurant with grass. Not fake grass, actual grass. Send a message about the environment. What do you reckon?
You mean like marijuana grass?
No, there's actual turf. Grass. There is turf on the tables at a grilled restaurant in Melbourne.
I think it's, look, for me, that is cat's pajamas. Not only can you have a grass-fed burger, you can also now have a grass-fed customer. You can sit there and eat the whole table of grass. Delicious.
You know what I hate about grilled burgers tables?
What's that?
The bindi eyes. Horrible.
It's just going to attract goats. Aren't there going to be goats all over grilled Melbourne now?
Maybe it's a plug for more goat customers. You know, this could be the gap in the market they're trying to tap.
People probably have graze on some grass instead of having fries with their burgers.
Maybe it'll attract cows and then they can kill the cows and make more burgers.
That's very sustainable. That's a great idea. All right, Kennedy Malloy.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.